From Washington, this is VOA News. In Nigeria, local residents call for a negotiation with Boko Haram. And Israeli police clash with Palestinian protesters. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington. Residents of the northern Nigeria village where Boko Haram abducted more than 200 schoolgirls are calling on the government to negotiate with the Islamist militant group to secure the girls' freedom. Members of the Chibok community held a news conference in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, Friday, during which they also called for greater security to protect Chibok and surrounding areas from Boko Haram. Nigeria's military has come under growing criticism that it is not doing enough to stop Boko Haram attacks. Israeli police have clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem as thousands of people gathered to mourn Mohammed Abu Qudair, the Palestinian teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack. Qudair's body was found in a Jerusalem forest Wednesday, about an hour after he was forced into a car by unknown kidnappers. Authorities say they're investigating whether the killing was in response to the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teens buried earlier this week. Israeli officials blame Hamas for the three teens' murders. The Israeli military has massed troops near Gaza and conducted airstrikes aimed at Hamas. Israeli officials tell local media a ceasefire is being negotiated with Hamas, but warn it's contingent on whether rockets continue to be fired into Israel. Hamas spokeswoman Isra al-Modalal could not confirm a ceasefire was imminent, but told VOA that Hamas leaders do not want the conflict to intensify.
Hamas did not welcome an escalation in Gaza. I think that they don't want it this time, not because they are not prepared yet, but because the situation is really difficult. And they don't know if they had an aggression firing against the Israeli, would they be able to still have the strong resistance here in Gaza?
More on the story at voanews.com. Nouri al-Maliki, Iraq's prime minister, is vowing to fight for a third term in office despite growing pressure for him to step down. In a statement read on state television by an announcer Friday, Mr. Maliki said, quote, "I will never give up my candidacy for the post of prime minister," unquote. He vowed to remain in office until the Islamic militants who have overrun large areas of the country are defeated. Mr. Maliki's alliance of Shiite parties won parliamentary elections in April. At that time, he was favored to win a third term in power. But since then, Sunni Islamist militants have captured large areas of northern and western Iraq and thrown the country into chaos. The president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region has asked his parliament to prepare for a referendum on independence. South Sudan is preparing to mark 3 years of independence on July 9th, but an ongoing conflict and faltering peace process have prompted some serious soul-searching about the country's political future. VOA's Gabe Joselo has a report.
While it should be a time of celebration, South Sudan continues to be torn apart by a power dispute between President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar that turned violent late last year. The two leaders agreed in May to establish a transitional government of national unity. A month later, on June 10th, they set a 60-day deadline to form the interim government. But talks between the two sides have once again broken down due to opposition complaints about the exclusion of displaced people and groups in exile from the talks. Meanwhile, a group of British aid agencies warned this week that conflict, displacement, and a lack of donor funds could push some populations into famine in the coming weeks. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. President Barack Obama pressed again for immigration reform Friday as he welcomed 25 new U.S. citizens in a special Independence Day naturalization ceremony at the White House. Mr. Obama said the new citizens, all U.S. service members or military spouses, are a reminder that America is and always has been a nation of immigrants.
If we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier.
At the World Cup, Germany has become the first team to reach four World Cup semifinals, beating France 1-0. In the second game, Colombia took on Brazil. Brazil defeated Colombia 2-1. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.